Welcome, this is Voice of Change, a syndicated radio broadcast and podcast airing since 2011. Voice of Change is committed to raising the leader in you, and because time is the unit of life, I assure you that the next few minutes you have decided to invest in your own leadership journey will be rewarded with a definite paradigm shift. Stay with me on Voice of Change. Today, I am so enthused. I just got our statistics from Spotify, and I am amazed at the hundreds of thousands of listeners that we're reaching on Voice of Change. I'm also completely blown away by the aberration in the listenership of Voice of Change, because a full 50% of our listeners are males. I know that if you're a man listening to us today, a young male, an older male, you're a confident, self-assured individual who knows that truth, change, impact can come from either gender. You know that the truth is not gender sensitive, and you know that the lessons that are learned from Voice of Change are applicable to both genders. Thank you for the warm reception of Voice of Change across board, on radio, on Spotify, on SoundCloud. We have so many young people listening to Voice of Change, and this is amazing. Thank you for encouraging me. Thank you for being such an inspiration to me. And it is because of you that every week I'm back on this platform, and I have been for the last 11 years. It is working. It is making an impact. Voice of Change is listened to all over the world by people poised to make an impact in their generation. Thank you for being such an inspiration and an encouragement to me. I still have in sight the topic we started last week, which is stewardship. And I'm here to say thank you for trusting me to be a steward of this 7 minutes of your life every Tuesday morning, or whenever you listen to this podcast, wherever you are in the world. One of the prime assets we are made stewards of is time. But I'm jumping ahead of myself. Stay tuned to Voice of Change, and we'll be back after these messages.
Voice of Change is sponsored by AB Consulting and Awesome Treasures Foundation Partners. Subscribe to Voice of Change podcast today on iTunes and Spotify, and don't miss a single episode.
Welcome back to Voice of Change. I'm your host, Olajumoke Adenowo, and you can follow me on Instagram at Jumoke Adenowo. And don't forget to get the podcast even for your friends and introduce them to Voice of Change. As I was saying before the break, one of the greatest assets everyone is given to steward is time. It is amazing. Achievers have 24 hours. Each hour has 60 minutes. Each minute has 60 seconds. Every human being is given the same amount of time in a day. Time is a leveler of all humans. Why then do some seem to do so much more with their time than others do? I've always said on Voice of Change that the difference between leaders and followers is what they do with their time. Some are clear, and they know the moment of clarity when they decided what their legacy was going to be and what their purpose in life is, their mission and their mandate. And from that time, began to arrange their time, the day-to-day decisions, what to say yes to and what to say no to, around what the legacy must be. When I was asked this question in March inside business school in Oxford, how do you balance, women always ask me that question, how do you balance your time and this and that? Normally, I don't even answer that question anymore because it's getting to be a cliche, but I decided to answer this time. I said, because very early on in life, at the age of 23, I came to an understanding of what my mission in life would be. Right now, as much of a sacrifice as it is for me to come on Voice of Change every week is, I'm committed to doing so because it's clearly part of my mission. You, my listener, extremely extremely important. You're part of my legacy. Therefore, I said no to so many other things so I could say yes to this minute dedicated to talking to you on this podcast. Why? Because you matter. Time. Every one of us must steward our time optimally. And what we do with our time dictates what our future and what our legacy will be and the impact we have across generations. Realize that leaders dedicate a lot of their time to thinking. Yes, they steward their thoughts. Even our thoughts must be stewarded. And there is a starting point to stewarding our thoughts. Come with me on this quick journey. We have 5 gates to the human mind. I know you know what it is, right? Touch, taste, smell, sight, hearing. What you contact through these 5 gates, should I say it again? Your eyes, what you see, your nose, your olfactory organs, what you smell, your skin and your touch, what you feel, your taste, what touches your tongue, your hearing, what you hear. So the information that comes to you through these 5 avenues become what you think about. So to steward your thoughts, first you have to watch what comes through these 5 avenues. Spend your time soaking in bad news. Or spend your time soaking in random news that have no bearing on your future. Who is going out with whom? Who was arrested where? Whose house was just raided? I'm not mentioning names. Who is under watch now? And who is coming next? So what did who say about what? That is what you meditate on. And if you spend your time accessing information through these 5 gates, that will cause you to become a solution provider to this generation and the next. Then the information that your mind will access through these gates become the fodder for your thoughts. And as you cogitate and you meditate upon these thoughts, you begin to expand upon these ideas, contextualize the ideas, link one idea to the other until you begin to innovate and create and bring to pass ideas that become solutions that never existed before. There actually is nothing new under the sun. When we say we innovate, what we are doing is joining one out of context idea to another out of context idea. Let me give you an example. So maybe I happen to be an architect, as you know, but maybe I'm also a piano player. I'm very good on the piano, and I also am an arbitrator, which indeed I am. And as you know, I'm a radio host, and I'm also an author. I've authored 13 books, including books on architecture. And I'm also an academic because I've published in academic journals and I've been appointed a visiting professor at a university in Germany. Now that gives me so many different contexts that I can learn from. So I take an idea from the university in Germany. As I'm playing on the piano, I compare how architecture is like frozen music to something else that I've learned in Munich. Add that to something I learned on the arbitral panel. And all of a sudden, I'm coming up with an idea that seems never to have existed before, but really is an amalgamation of this out of context and out of the box experiences that I've had across contexts. This is why we live a full life. We adventure. We try new things because you never know what new door you are going to open that will lead to ideas you never knew existed. One of my young Gen Alpha friends was at my house for Easter lunch and she was offered something she'd never eaten. And she said no. And I said, no, you don't say no. You try it because what you will like the most might still be on the horizon. What you will like the most might still be across the horizon. Try. Dare. Venture. You never know what lies ahead. We learn to steward other people's cooperation that we've been given. Every steward must remember that we must be accountable. Yes, we know what is going on right now with leaders in the music industry in America right now. Why are people scandalized? Why are people gasping? Yes, because they are influencers. They lead. Have not stewarded the platforms that they have been given. We must steward our platforms. Many of us have platforms. You might say, oh, I'm a bus conductor. What platform do I have? The bus you are in. People are listening to you in the bus. They are watching your body language, the things you are saying, the way you're using language. And they, people are watching you. We all are accountable for something, a measure of influence that we have been given. And can I be truthful? And here is a secret you must learn. When you are faithful in the platform that you have been given, life has a way of rewarding you with greater and greater platforms. Somebody is watching you right now. While you are stewarding this little platform you think you have, who is capable of promoting you to a bigger and a brighter platform? Can I tell you a secret? Most of the things I've been congratulated the most for in my life, I never even thought were possibilities. I didn't have them in view. I didn't strive for them. I didn't work for them. I didn't lobby for them. I never knew that I was being watched. While I was stewarding the little platform I had, people were watching me who were capable of nominating me, recommending me, or appointing me to larger platforms, greater platforms, platforms of more influence. I was oblivious to the fact that I was being watched. I was following my own internal compass. The compass we follow in AD Consulting, my architectural firm, and Awesome Treasures Foundation, and every other business venture I have, the compass of excellence, as a reward in and of itself. Passion, whatever I commit to with everything I have. Integrity, be the same in the light as you are in the dark, regardless of who you think is watching. Creativity, always look for new and better ways to solve the problems that you are given. I know this spells epic, but actually the first time I wrote down these core values decades ago, it probably spelled Pice. It was later I thought, this is epic, and truly it is epic. Always remember to steward that little platform you have with all diligence. Optimize the platform you have. There's always someone watching you who is capable of promoting you to yet a greater platform. Stay accountable as stewards. See you. Join me again. Thank you for listening to Voice of Change. Thank you for trusting me to steward this few minutes of your life. Join me again next week. It looks like we're yet not done with the topic of stewardship.
It's time for change.